Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's time for yet another edition of the Preview Report. It's all brought to you by New Era. It's the Giants hosting the 11-2 Seattle Seahawks at MetLife Stadium, 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Now, even though the Giants are mathematically eliminated from playoff contention, they want to put a good performance on the field and build some momentum heading into the offseason. Let's take a look at the injury report, and the big name on there is Jason Pierre-Paul. He will not play on Sunday, still out with that shoulder injury, and of course this week Brandon Jacobs placed on IR. He had knee surgery. Now it's time to break down the game, and to do it, we're joined by the one and only Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, of course a contributor to all things New York Giants. And Paul, the Giants certainly want to give their fans something to cheer about on Sunday, number one. Number two, players have called this a potential signature win all week long. And number three, from a selfish perspective, they want to put good stuff on tape. A lot of these guys are free agents after the season.
Yeah, let's start with that last point, John. The Giants have over two dozen unrestricted free agents coming due at the end of this month. And those guys now only have three games left to prove what it is that they bring to the table. So let's just address that first. And then second of all, you know, you're talking about that whole play for pride thing. And there are a lot of players on this team who do understand that wearing a New York Giants helmet is a responsibility. I've had people say to me that they've played in other places around the league before, and they've always looked up to the Giants in that NY.
No doubt about it, but it will be a very difficult opponent for the Giants to get a W against. And perhaps the biggest strength of Seattle team, and they have a lot of them, might be their two dynamic safeties, Earl Thomas and Cam Chancellor. Victor Cruz has watched them on tape, and he knows they present a great challenge.
It's going to be a challenge. We understand they're very physical, and they like to play one-on-one coverage on the outside, and it's something that we're excited about. We're excited about facing that. We're excited about having our own personal challenges between ourselves and their corners and doing some good things against us. So hopefully we'll come ready to play and ready to do some things against that.
Paul, Earl Thomas is your classic center fielder. He's a ball hawk. He anticipates extremely well. And Cam Chancellor, 6'3", 240, almost a linebacker in terms of size. He can stop the run, but he can also cover tight ends, and running backs man-on-man.
Both are Pro Bowl players. You will often see the Seahawks play a 4-4 defensive front because they are that physical. They are that aggressive. They attack the ball on every play. They attack the line of scrimmage on every play. They are extremely active. In fact, some people will say they are too active and get away with a little too much. But the bottom line is this. You got to play them. And that's it. Bottom line. You got to meet their physicality.
You mentioned the activity, and code for that is leading the NFL in defensive pass interference penalties. And one of those guys who's very physical is Richard Sherman. Most people consider him the best cornerback in the NFL, and he'll be outside most of the game. He usually plays just left cornerback, doesn't right. follow the other team's best wide right. receiver around. But, boy, he, like these other guys, are extremely physical.
6'3", another one of those tall guys. Maybe the tallest corner in the NFL. I'm not sure about that. But he gets his hands on people right away. Plays press coverage all the time. Doesn't know anything about giving cushion. He is constantly in a receiver's face the entire game. Over the last 3 years, he's got 51 passes knocked down, including 10 this season. He's a real tough guy to deal with. The only way you can deal with him, because he's also a smart mouth and will try to get you out of your game by yapping at you. You just got to get at him physically, too, and make sure you don't let him beat you up.
So he's the football version of Paul Dottino, very yappy, talks a lot of trash.
I tell you what, he's the defensive backs version of the Carolina Panthers' Steve Smith,
okay.
who plays wide receiver.
Very good. Now, those corners in that press coverage gives their front seven time to pressure the quarterback. Kevin Gilbride knows they have a lot of different guys. They rotate in and out, and, boy, they know how to get after the quarterback.
I think their front is as good as certainly as strong a component as anything they have. And part of the reason that the secondary plays as successfully as they do is because of the ability level of their front. And you're right, they do have a lot of guys. They're very specialists, so that the bigger, stronger guys play on first, second down, and they put in their speed rushers on third down. So it's a dynamic mix that most clubs would love to have. Very few do. So, you know, again, we're going to have our hands full.
Paul, they have three big guys they like to play on first and second down to stop the run. Then they bring in the pass rushers, Michael Bennett, Cliff Avril, throwing Clemens, who starts at defensive end for them. They have a nice varied group there that does a lot of different things.
Avril in particular leads the team with 7.5 sacks. You know, it's funny, when we talk about this defense, we always talk about the secondary, and those are the guys who get the headlines, but I suspect it's because of their rotation along the defensive front that those guys don't necessarily put up gaudy numbers and get the headlines or the highlights on SportsCenter. Nonetheless, they're very effective.
No doubt about it, but their run defense hasn't been great this year, and
right.
now one of their linebackers, KJ Wright, is out with an injury. He's not going to play with a foot injury, exactly. So they have a lot of work to do in terms of stopping the run, just middle of the pack.
Well, yeah, 14th in the NFL, about 112 yards a game. And in weeks 8 and 9, they were gouged for 200-plus yards on the ground by both St. Louis and Tampa Bay. So if you're the Giants, clearly the one thing you've got to do is to take advantage of the one dent in Seattle's armor, and that is their rush defense.
And they've allowed over 40 runs of 10-plus yards this year. That's sixth worst in the NFL, so they can be had. Now, it's not only the Giants' offense that has their hands full. Their defense has a lot of work ahead of them as well. And a lot of it is the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson. He's just in his second year, but defensive coordinator Perry Fuel thinks he's way beyond his years.
Doesn't seem to panic. Has great vision down the field. He can get on the perimeter. He can see the entire field. He can start to escape and run the football. And if somebody comes open, he can dump it off. I mean, it seems like his eyes are always down the field, and he's always looking to find the open person. And if the person's not there, then he's got that a good enough burst that he can get a good 5, 6, 7, 10 yards or whatever, you know, to keep the chains moving. So I'm just very impressed with his poise and his ability to see the field.
And, Paul, here's the trick with Russell Wilson. The kid has legs, he can run it, but he'll run to throw, not necessarily run to get yards. So he does have 400 yards, but he'll slide. He likes to throw the ball, but he's also good in the pocket. He's short, but, boy, he can make all the throws, and he is wise beyond his years.
Well, John, you know, you're talking about wise beyond his years. The one thing that you hear from everybody in the Giants locker room is his intelligence level, and the fact is he just doesn't make very mistakes. Yeah. Poise is a great word for this guy. One of the things, though, that the Seattle Seahawks will do to take advantage of, or should I say to try to use his lack of size to his advantage, is that moving pocket. They are not afraid not only to ask him to scramble to throw, but they'll actually move the pocket as a design play to get him outside and to give him opportunities to find passing lanes. So what does that mean? Well, even though he's been sacked 32 times, which I believe is 12th in the NFL in terms of most sacks allowed, you want to make sure you get your arms up.
In fact, in his 31 starts during his career, he's been sacked more than 70 times. So he likes to keep those plays alive. The Giants should have some opportunities to put some sacks on the board. And, Paul, he has some weapons to throw to as well. Golden Tate is their number one guy.
Yeah, Golden Tate out of Notre Dame several years ago hasn't exactly grabbed a lot of headlines because he's not a burner, John. But what he does do well is catch the ball. All right, he's got good hands, medium-range guy who can make some yards after the catch, always knows where the sticks are, very effective player.
No doubt about it, and it's the offensive line that gives Russell Wilson time to work. They've had guys moving around all year long. Both their starting tackles have been out. Now their center, Max Unger, who's a Pro Bowler, by the way, is dealing with an injury as well. They also block for the running back, Marshawn Lynch, who tends to dish out just as much punishment as he takes. Giants middle linebacker John Beeson knows the Giants need more than one guy to tackle Marshawn Lynch.
Game tackler. You know, he's a load, you know, by yourself, but, you know, you do it together. You can contain him, but he's a special back for sure.
Paul, they call it beast mode. He has his Skittles with him at all time, and he is ready to play some football. You got to bring the heat against this guy. You have to gang tackle.
Yeah, you know, we've all seen the highlights of some of his runs over the last few years where he gets hit and hit and hit and bounces off of those hits like a bowling ball.
It reminds me of you trying to get interviews in the locker room every day.
Yeah, that does happen occasionally. The bottom line, though, is, folks, if you don't bring him down, and I'm talking about hit him and bring him down, he is liable to keep those powerful legs moving and then wind up getting that yards after the contact, which makes you look very, very bad, keeps drives alive, and allows the Seahawks to steal the momentum of the game. You need to make sure when you hit him hard.
And much like the Chargers last week, the Seahawks specialize in long, time-consuming drives.
Absolutely.
They want to win that time of possession battle, a big key for the Giants.
He's a big part of that, John. You know, here's the thing. I know he's a 1,000-yard rusher for the third straight season, and he's in the top five in the NFL this year with that total. But his average per carry is not gaudy.
Just over four.
Because he's just a workmanlike back who punishes you. But as Justin Tuck said to me the other day, if you don't concentrate on taking him down and you let up for 1 second, he's gone to the house for 50.
It's been amazing he's been able to stay healthy considering all the carries had the last few years. No doubt about it. And, Paul, how about this number? More than 30% of Russell Wilson's throws come off of play action because teams are so concerned about that running attack. Paul, one key for the Giants to try to pull an upset win out of their bag of trips on Sunday against the Seahawks.
It will be tough, John. The Giants have to obviously bring their A game in all three categories to really have a chance to compete in this one. Let's not pull any punches on it. But as I said to you before, both St. Louis and Tampa Bay had run for 200-plus yards in a game. Now, both of them lost, I mind you, but they were competitive in their games.
And they had leads.
Yes, they did. So it seems to me the Giants are going to have to pound the football. We know that Jacobs, you mentioned, is an IR, so Peyton Hillis is going to be in there with Andre Brown. The Giants need one of those vintage 160, 170-yard-plus rushing days to have a chance.
I'm with you, Paul. Appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
You got it, John.
For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmuck. That's all the time we have for the Preview Report, brought to you by New Era. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Happy holidays, and we'll see you on Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Preview Report is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.